is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A reporter with the Wall Street Journal has been arrested on espionage charges in Russia. CBS's Kimmy McCormick has details.
The National Security Council's John Kirby says the U.S. is seeking access to Evan Gershkovich.
Our embassy in Moscow has engaged the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and they are seeking consular access to Evan.
Although Kirby said it's unclear if his detention is a retaliatory measure by the Kremlin, all Americans should be warned.
U.S. citizens residing or traveling in Russia should depart right away.
Russian authorities accused the journalist of spying. He could face 20 years in a Russian prison.
Meantime, the White House says there is new evidence that shows Russia's looking to North Korea for more weapons in its war with Ukraine. The deal would provide much-needed food and other commodities to Pyongyang. Tragedy near an army base in Kentucky.
Two helicopters came over pretty low, and all of a sudden, as soon as they got over the house, something popped, loud bang.
The military confirms 9 soldiers died in a Black Hawk helicopter training mission last night. Brigadier General John Lubis.
This is a truly tragic loss for our families, our division, and Fort Campbell. And our number one priority is caring for the families and the soldiers within our combat aviation brigade.
Investigators are still looking into how it happened. In Minnesota, officials are keeping a close eye on a train derailment in Raymond that spilled ethanol and corn syrup. It burned for hours overnight, forcing evacuations. Governor Tim Walz.
Hopefully we'll get you back in your homes here in a little bit of time, hopefully over the next day or so, get this thing cleaned up, get business back to going. And I think there's always lessons learned here. There'll be time to figure out what caused this to be proactive.
The Vatican says Pope Francis's health is improving after he was hospitalized with a respiratory infection. He's resumed working while treatment continues, but Palm Sunday services are still in limbo. Baseball fans are celebrating opening day today with some new rule changes. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
The changes include greatly limiting infield shifts. No longer will all infielders be able to move to one side. Then there is the pitching clock. Pitchers will now have 15 to 20 seconds to throw the ball, depending on whether there's a base runner.
It shortened up spring training games by about 26 minutes. New York Yankees slugger Aaron Judge is already off to what could be another record-breaking season.
Pitch is swung on and hit in the air to center field in deep. Back goes Yastrzemski on the track, at the wall. She is gone.
That call on WFAN, Judge scored 62 homers last season, the most in American League history. That run also gave the Yankees a 1-0 lead over the Giants today. This is CBS.